Frustrated, Avril Lavigne, 95.9. Bob FM, Michelle Schoen is in the house from Cali College. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Things going all right? Look at you in your bright orange cardigan, or what do we even call those?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And all it right. is bright
it's
orange.
It's very fashionable. You have to put a lot of orange. When you're the president of Cali College, you have to put a lot of orange in your repertoire.
You do have to have orange, and you have to like to wear orange.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if you end up going hunting on the fly, you're safe as can be.
I have one orange shirt that is, it's actually called Safety Orange.
Is it?
It's the same color as what you see with the highway workers.
Right, they can see it from the moon? Yeah.
That's I wear very good. It sparingly.
How are things going over at the college? Doing all right?
Doing great. Doing okay. great. We just heard from the Courier that we were the winners of the best college and the best live theater for
Is that
Cali
right?
County. Yeah. We're excited about
really?
That.
Really? That's cool. Yeah. The theatrical program mm-hmm. there. And we've had Nick Albrecht in here plenty of times. He runs a good show there.
We do. Put on some quality performances. And, of course, the venue is really awesome for a small community college. So we're very proud of the facilities and also the program.
Now, you need to order him next time you see him because you can give orders, right? I mean, you can sort
of what do you want me to tell him to do?
No, that's a good question. I want you to order him to learn a number and do it on the show because I try to put him on the spot a lot and I'll say, hey, sing something for us. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Oh, he has an awesome
he
voice.
He does. Oh, my goodness. It just, actually, he's one of those people that sits across from me. I'm like, you have a better voice than I do. You should be sitting here and I'll sit over there.
Yeah, he would have a good radio voice.
Oh, very powerful. Yeah. You can hear him, all of it. The projection, all of it is good. So, yeah, that's a cool thing to be voted the best of anything. You like those awards.
Yeah, it really is.
Better than hearing the exact opposite. That's never good either. I wanted to talk to you briefly, too, because we discussed this off the air a little bit, Michelle, but no stop times really anymore on the college scene. I mean, you were saying that there's a one-week course you can take for an hour of credit?
There are. So, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, what do you do when you don't have classes? We very seldom have a block of time when we don't have stuff going on.
You're saying there at the end of July when summer classes end and before fall starts, there's a little bit of a window, but pretty much it's all the time. And if you're going online, it really is all the time. You can go when you're ready to go, right?
Yes, yes. We do have a lot of start dates. Again, we have 4-week courses, 5-week courses, 8-week, 12-week, 16-week. You know, we typically have what we would call a fall semester, spring semester, summer semester. But there is a lot of start dates within those blocks of time.
Trying to accommodate everybody.
Yes.
And people just, one, they learn differently. They have different schedules. When you figure all that in, they need different start times.
They do. It's very helpful for the students. Sometimes maybe they didn't think they were going to go to college. And all of a sudden, couple weeks into the semester, they're like, hey, I've changed my mind. You know, I do want to come and take some classes and, you know, upskill or, you know, start a new profession. So, you know, we do have some that start even 2 weeks after the start of the semester. We used to call those late start. Now they're like a 12-week format. And so it does
Yeah, they're not late start anymore. They're just kind of...
It's just a 12-week class and it's structured like that. So
did
we
you
do
say
have
upskill?
A lot of it. Upskill.
I like that. That's a good. Yeah. That's some good lingo right there. I'm gonna write that down and use it.
You need to come in and upskill.
I do need to upskill. I need a skill at all. I need to learn something. What else do we got going on at school?
Well, we just had our commencement last Saturday.
Awesome.
We had 428 degrees that we conferred. We had almost 300 graduates that chose to walk. So we had a packed house. It was always a good day, too.
It's got to be a good day for you as president of the school to see these people that have made, you know, they've made it to the finish line.
It's one of my favorite days to stand up on stage and look out and see all the graduates and their excitement. It is really, really exciting when you're up there and you get to see it in person.
Yeah. And you're the one actually seeing them as they come across, talking to them.
I do. You know, it's interesting. So I'm trying to shake their hand, and some are just so excited that they just want to get off the stage.
Yes.
And others want to dance across the stage. So.
There's something in your mind that tells you, I'm done. All this I've been working on, I'm done, and this is the finish line, and you just kind of sometimes just blow right on past what you're supposed to be doing.
They do, but they're supposed to pause for a picture. So to try to grab them and say, hey, you know, stay right here, just pause.
Yeah, have you ever had to grab a belt loop or something or, like, get a hold of somebody and be like, okay, stay here for just a second?
It's usually their hand. I'm hanging on to it just long enough that they can get their pictures.
That's the trick. Okay.
But there's a few. One person about took me down. I think he was just ready to beeline off the stage. But anyway, it's great.
Got to be tough in that. We're talking with Michelle Schoen, president of Cali College. Just had commencement. So summer school starting soon then, right?
June 1st. So, you know, come in and get enrolled. Our admissions folks can help you with that. If you're not sure, you know, just make a phone call and, you know, come and talk with us.
The variety of courses, too, that you have now. I mean, I've seen the advertisements now for AI. There are courses you can take for that. Just, I mean, there are a variety of things, right?
Exactly. So you don't necessarily have to be going for a degree. You might just want to take some classes just for your own knowledge. So we do have some classes in artificial intelligence. We have some classes in cybersecurity. Some of those things that might be interesting to you that you just want to know more about in your own personal life, as well as some of the business classes with finance. So, you know, you can come and just take a class. You don't have to be on a degree path. But we also have some short-term certs, as well as, of course, the associate degrees.
Well, and you know this, and we've talked about this before, but if you're into AI or if you're into tech, or if you're doing software, those kind of things, you oftentimes don't need like the four-year degree. I mean, some people get that, but others just kind of use those certifications. Like you've said before, stack them up, stack certifications, and you can really do a lot for your earning potential that way.
Mm-hmm. You can. There's a lot of stackable certs. Some of the courses themselves have an embedded cert that's an industry-recognized credential.
I've seen that too, where you whatever the programming language is or whatever the particular software is. Some softwares have their own study course too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you finish that course, then you can take that test to get that cert for that particular software application or whatever piece of technology it is.
Can I enroll for the fall?
You can enroll for the fall. So right now we are enrolling for the summer, again, which starts June 1, and also for the fall.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So just come and talk to somebody.
I could talk to admissions, and they'll help me with all of it pretty much. If I have questions about financial aid, if I have questions... It's kind of a one-stop shop over there. You talk to those admissions people, they're usually the ones...
They know what's going on.
They have to know everything.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. They are kind of... They can help you with some financial questions, with financial aid, a little bit of some career guidance if you're not sure. You know, if I take this course, what maybe can I do with it? And we also have some of that information on our website. If you go to any of the programs, it'll pull up a little square in the bottom right-hand corner that'll tell you what the job market looks like within the state of Kansas.
Oh, really?
It'll
okay.
Also tell
All right.
you what your earning potential is within the state of Kansas, also within the region. So it's great just to, you know, peruse the website, look at that information if you're thinking about changing into a different profession or trying to choose what your next job is going to be.
And Michelle, those are the things that are important to people. And they want to know how much they're going to make. They want to know how long it's going to take. Those are the real core things. And yeah, it can be important. I wanted to talk quickly, too, as we wrap up, about events that have gone on, because one, you had great awards, even for Tank the Tiger.
Yeah, Tank. So he actually won the National Mascot of the Year Award.
Awesome.
So that was awesome. We also had our dancers, our dance team, won a national award.
Yes.
They did awesome. Right now, we're in the postseason play for the spring sports. So track and field right now is in Hobbs, New Mexico. And we had tennis just finish up. They placed fourth in the national tournament.
And you make it to a lot of this stuff, right? I mean, you kind of jump around and try to get to some of these events too, right?
I did. I was sharing with you that I went down to Plano, Texas, and my GPS took me through downtown Dallas. So it was an interesting morning commute
that's
to go
wild.
Through downtown Dallas.
But you try to catch some of that stuff and be involved. And it's got to be rewarding, too, to see that happen. Just last night had a big victory for...
Yeah.
So the Cali baseball.
They did. Baseball's playing in the Plains District Tournament up at WSU at the X Stadium. And they were, Cali actually defeated Johnson County. So Johnson's won over 40 in a row.
Yeah, 41 games in a row.
So that was quite the feat.
And had beaten Cali four times in the regular season.
For sure.
So to get you in a tournament and win over them is, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So I think they're playing this afternoon again at 4:00. So if you have nothing to do this afternoon, head out to X Stadium in Wichita.
And good place to see a ball game, too.
It is. It's a very nice stadium.
I've always liked